It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. It is possible she is still over here. We will find out in a moment. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, very well. Thank you. And a couple of weeks longer over here. But of course, with a real European subject this morning about President Emmanuel Macron. We spoke so many times, Jill, about the Yellow Vest movement and the reason for that movement and the consequences to be seen already because of the movement. So I think it's absolutely essential in that perspective to speak about the conclusions of President Macron following what he called the Great National Debate. As a little reminder, after the Yellow Vest really took a huge influence on French life for months. In that day, had protests every single Saturday in most important cities in France. President Macron decided to organize different debates in all of the country to listen to people, to know exactly what are the main concerns of the population in order to be able to also give an answer to those concerns. So after having done that, he was supposed to speak actually on the day of the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. So the speech was obviously postponed, but eventually he came back to it and said that he regarded some demands of the Yellow Vest as fair demands. So this great national debate was not some kind of excuse to basically speak about things and never do something in a concrete manner, but he really wanted to show that he was going to take decisions and that this was going to be implemented in the French politic. All began, as we know, with a protest against the fuel price rises. This rise of the fuel price was actually not meant to be a bad thing, as originally it was meant to sustain some action against climate changes, but it was just the wrong way to approach the problem, as that was hitting people that were already struggling in France. So that was basically the beginning of everything. Then afterwards, of course, things developed and demands were broader and on a larger scale. His answer to these demands are the following. He does want to make referendums easier. It's not going to be as easy as it is, for example, in a country like Switzerland. France has a complete different political system and it cannot be done the same way. But he definitely wants to help that being a possibility for example, for topics that are extremely important for the population. Now the hurdles and the problems linked to referendums are so huge that nobody really tries, and this is what he wants to change. Then he talked about the abolition of the ENA, which is still eventually an abolition, because this is not a real promise. The ENA is a school that was formed in 1945 by former leader Charles de Gaulle, but it was supposed to also recruit students from poor backgrounds, which is not really the case today. And why is that important? It's important for the French people because most leaders, most political leaders are actually coming from that school, and it is considered an elitist school, and therefore not forming people that really understand the protest of the Yellow Vest, for example. So by abolishing such a school, that would be a very symbolic way of showing that the leaders of the future are not necessarily going to come from the ENA, from an elite school, from people that eventually are not completely in touch with the needs of the French people. He also promised to decentralize government, which is very important in France because most important decisions are taken in Paris, and that also creates some kind of a gap with the rest of France, because there is obviously this feeling that what happens in Paris is not necessarily reflective on what happens in other places of the country where all realities are quite different, and obviously the needs then are also quite different. A very important promise is a cut in income tax worth 5 billion. Of course, the first question was to know where the money would be taken from in order to finance such a cut. And President Macron talked about closing companies' tax loopholes, for example, or making some cuts in other budgets. But this is definitely a big amount that comes actually on top of the 10 billions that were already spent last December to answer the beginning of the Yellow Vest protesters. So that would be the financial part. Including also an increase of the pensions that are less than 2,000 euros per month, which also means, though, that French people will have to work more during working life in order to be able to maintain the pension contributions, because obviously that has also to come from somewhere, and President Macron said that French people would have to work harder. He also wants to create a committee of citizens to think of how to solve climate changes. As we know, this is a problem that is not going away by itself. And if anything, the issues of flooding in Canada these past days show again that changes are taking place faster than anticipated. So the question now would be, how did the Yellow Vest protesters react to this announcement? And that was very clear. This is just not enough. Telling them that they will have to work harder in order to fund the pensions, for example, is not an answer to their demand, because what they want is rich people, wealthy people in France to be more taxed in order to answer to this kind of issues. And for them, the solution is not necessarily for them to work harder to finance those solutions. So the bottom line is that last weekend the protest continued. It looked like it was a little bit less people. They tried to also get to the European Parliament in Strasbourg, for example, and they definitely thought that if there is so much money from big companies, from very wealthy people in France, to donate for the reconstruction of Notre Dame Cathedral, then there must be enough money to help them have a better life as well. That might seem a very simplistic way of looking at issues, but it was definitely an argument last week. And while mostly they were happy, of course, about the reconstruction plans of the cathedral, it did spark a few debates on the reasons why it would be possible to undertake such a huge project, and it is still not possible to help them in a more efficient way. That was for France.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostrofer. Over there.
My pleasure.